Inside Mac.
For Thursday, August 31st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. A sound system that will actually dance with you? There are many wired cities in America, and you'll never guess which one is most wired. Take a seat in my new iPod-ready car. How wired is the U.S.? Most of the technology stems out of the West and East Coast, so one would think that most wired states in America would be California and New York. But a report on Forbes.com disagrees with that assumption. According to Forbes.com's survey of America's most wired cities, Atlanta comes out on top. Atlanta is the home to telecommunications and internet service providers Bell South and Earthlink, as well as Cox Communications, which is the third largest cable company in the U.S. Because of that, Atlanta beat out the cities that seem more tech-savvy, like San Francisco, Seattle, and New York. But according to the report, Atlanta ranks the highest in broadband access options, third in Wi-Fi access points, and ninth in broadband adoption. And this past June, more than 80% of the city's home internet users accessed the web via a high-speed connection. Detroit came in the last spot at number 30. Portland came in the 15th spot. New York came in the 12th spot. And rounding out the top five is Raleigh, San Francisco, Seattle, Orlando, and Atlanta in the top spot. A company out of Tokyo has developed a new robot just for the iPod. It's called the Miuro, and it will turn your iPods into a dancing boombox on wheels and will actually follow you around while it plays music. The iPod locks into the robot, which features a Kenwood sound system and responds to a handheld remote control that can receive wireless signals from a PC to play music from iTunes as well as other programs. The dancing iPod robot won't be available in the U.S. until later in 2007, but when it does, it will be available in white, black, yellow, or red, and it'll cost you $930 U.S. Stinkbot has released TubeSock, which is the utility that converts YouTube videos into iPod, Mac, or PlayStation portable-ready versions. It takes the popular site's FLV format, turns it into an MP4 or MP3, and automatically determines the appropriate bit rate and names of convention for the target device. TubeSock can import the videos into iTunes and can also save just the audio portion so it can be listened to on a non-video iPod. It'll cost you about $30 US, and Mac OS X version 10.3.9 and iTunes 6.0 are required. A UK car manufacturer called Seat has revealed its latest iPod-ready hatchback. It's called the Ibiza 1.4 DAB Special Edition. It's a 1.4-liter 16-valve car that is offering digital radio, a built-in iPod connection, and an MP3-capable CD player. It isn't the quickest car on the road, as it will go from 0 to 60 in roughly 12 seconds, with a top speed of 118 miles per hour. But it is pretty cool looking, and if it were released in America, I'd consider it. If you'd like to check it out, go to www.seat.co.uk. Coming up, a sports car that can exceed 130 miles per hour by using battery cells the size of a AA battery. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromet in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromet.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Ecamm Network announced a new version of their conference recorder for iChat AV. Version 2.0.2 adds the ability to create higher quality recordings and save movies at higher resolutions. It also includes numerous fixes and enhancements. The conference recorder adds a simple recording window to iChat AV that will let users automatically save all iChat audio and video chats as QuickTime movie files. Movie audio is saved as two separate QuickTime tracks, which can be converted to MP3 format or extracted for further editing and podcasting. The conference recorder for iChat AV is priced at $14.95 US, and a 7-day demo is also available. The Omni Group has announced an update for their outlining and organizational application called Omni Outliner. The Omni Outliner 3.6.1 and Omni Outliner 3.6.1 Professional include a new New Form template menu item that provides access to several built-in templates. The new versions are also localized in simplified Chinese and offer a number of fixes and improvements. Omni Outliner 3.6.1 is a free download for licensed owners. Earlier in the report, I told you about an iPod-ready car called the Seat. Goes about 118 miles per hour. Well, this is a little bit different. Imagine a car that can provide the power of a V10 or V12, but there's no powerful rumble from under the hood, no burning fuel, and no exhaust. This car is real, and it will cost around $100,000. It's called the Tesla Roadster. Tesla Motors CEO Martin Eberhard said the dream behind this car was to build an electric car for people who like to drive. The result is a very high-performance roadster that gets the equivalent of about 135 miles per gallon. The idea of the electric car is nothing new. The Waverly electric car was built in 1913. At that time, electric cars were quite popular, especially with women, because they were easy to start and run. The Tesla Roadster can reach 60 miles per hour in 4 seconds, and its top speed is expected to exceed 130 miles an hour. Its electric motor produces 248 horsepower, and unlike a standard transmission, a 2-speed gearbox is teamed with the electric motor. The first gear is for strong acceleration, and the second gear is used to reach the top speed. In addition to offering the performance of a small sports car, the Tesla has claimed range of about 250 miles. The extended range is made possible with Tesla's energy storage system, which features 6,831 lithium-ion battery cells about the size of a AA battery, which allows engineers to better distribute the weight as well as optimizing their storage. First sales of the Tesla are planned for summer 2007. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.